You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shalom. Aloha. It's the Man Dog Pod. It's the improv conversation podcast. Two man with me, Dan Lippert, and my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, bud?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I would say today it goes a little, it's going to be a little different than just improv and conversation. I think today we also sort of want to get ahead of some stuff and apologize. I wouldn't say it's an apology tour, but I definitely feel like the way that I handled myself wasn't the best.
Everybody listening probably knows this, but you shot a commercial for Blimp. Was it?
It was Blimpy. Blimpy
sandwiches, subs and sandwiches. And you had a bit of an event on set, and it got leaked.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just a question of authenticity and professionalism. And I was not satisfied with the level of either of those things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it doesn't excuse the behavior I chose to exhibit. And I yelled at some people and hurt some feelings for sure. And I just feel bad because both about myself and for the other people, probably should switch the order. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't my highest self, you know? So I'm sorry to everybody that was affected and everybody that has to hear it. But yeah, we just want to take the opportunity to talk about it today.
We've made fun of people like this before.
Yes.
The idea of a difficult actor. And I guess it's interesting just now having come from it, like if that changes the way you see it.
It really changes my perspective on how easy it can happen. Mm-hmm. I take full responsibility also. It was my choice to behave the way I did. But other people's behavior does matter. I don't know. I guess I'm not fully ready to have this conversation eloquently. I can just be myself, and that's all I can do.
Totally.
And Dan was on set too. I mean, as part of my rider, I don't do commercials unless I can bring my best friend.
Yeah. For anybody who's seen Entourage, I mean, that's a whole thing. Yeah. Once you hit a certain level of status, which you've hit in the commercial world, you can kind of ask for friends to be on set, make you more comfortable, ease the burden. And so I was there. And I guess I apologize for some actions, but not for defending my friend. Does that make sense?
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. I really appreciate, in a time like this, still having friends, because I don't know that I deserve them, but I really appreciate that you're one of the real ones.
So what happened here was, I want to set the scene a little bit.
Yeah.
When you do a commercial, I don't know if people know this, if you're eating a sandwich in the commercial, you have to chew the sandwich and spit it out after every take. You could swallow it, but then you would be eating a whole sandwich because you're doing... Right. They're doing the wides, they're doing your coverage, they're doing other people's coverage, they're doing a two shot. So you have to eat the sandwich over a 12-hour day.
Right.
Over and over and over again, right? And this was a pretty salty sandwich.
It was a very salty sandwich. They called the Italian Classic. It had all the Italian meats on it. And another thing is that they have the thing called the Hero Sub. The Hero Sub is, of course, the one that the camera is going to be up close on. Sort of the picture of the product, right? If you were in a Coke commercial, they would have a Hero can with it perfectly spritzed with water and everything. And everybody knows you can't touch the Hero product, But and, I think it should be labeled.
Yes, it should be labeled. And there's a lot. This is generally, there's a weird divide between actors and crew, right? There's like a status thing. You don't behave that way. You're very chummy with them, but sometimes too chummy. And in this circumstance, the prop department And the spit bucket department, which is part of props and the set.
They just weren't working together. And how is that my fault? It's like, how is that my fault that, anyway.
Should we play some of it?
Yeah, let's just play it. Because I feel like if I keep trying to justify it beforehand, it's seeming more and more not good.
People probably heard this. Rex Chapman retweeted it and said, take 2 minutes to hear some of the meanest things you've ever heard.
Thanks a lot, Rex. Appreciate it. I said one weird thing on Twitter to you 5, 10 years ago, and you won't, whatever.
We might have to share the screen grab of that tweet, that real
tweet. We might have to. It's an all-time classic. Yeah. Okay. So without further ado, here is the clip that was, of course, recorded without my knowledge, which, again, this is not what this is about, but I think wrong. Oh, so this sandwich is just sitting here, and I'm not supposed to eat it?
That's the hero sandwich. So now we have to make a new hero sandwich. It's not now.
I thought a hero sandwich was Greek.
That's it.
I thought a hero sandwich was Greek. I don't see any Greek people around here.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
I'm not joking.
Sorry.
I'm not in trouble. You're in trouble. Okay.
Nobody's in trouble.
You're in trouble, and this is unprofessional. Unfucking professional.
Mr. Rosenberg, nobody's in trouble here. It's 15 minutes. It's a 15-minute hold. We'll just have to remake the hero sandwich. And from here on out, we can call it something different, the main sandwich, if that's easier for you.
And what, am I supposed to feel guilty for that? What, because I wasted everybody's time because I ate the big hero sandwich? It wasn't even that brave of a sandwich, by the way.
I want to laugh at what you're saying now.
Fuck you!
Hey, all right, hey, you need to be a little more professional, all right? Obviously there's kids on set here, their parents are here, let's be a little more professional.
Fuck the kids! I don't care about kids! I'm here to work as an actor, and actors are the most important people on Earth! You better shut the fuck up right now! You want to see my ass? All right. That was true. That happened.
I don't love hearing anger like that. You know what I mean? It makes me really uncomfortable.
I know. Well, it's not even me. Do you know what I mean? I'm not that way.
And so just to be clear, you were working the whole day. How far into the day were we when this happened?
We were like 35 minutes after the first
shot.
Yeah,
okay. So early in the day.
Yeah.
And had they fed you breakfast? I just want to set the scene. There's no judgment or anything.
No, there was snacks. There was nuts. There was gum, but no hot breakfast. There was no burrito. There was no omelet. There was nothing. I was starving. Mm-hmm. Because this shot in San Bernardino, which I don't know if the California locals even know, that's further than you think.
And when you're in a shoot, you get up hungry. And but you don't want to eat because you don't want to stuff yourself. And so you make this drive expecting hot breakfast. It's a union job. Well,
and especially when, yes, you want to show up to set thin, you know, mm-hmm. and you want to give them your best. And then if they decide that you can eat once you're there, then that's when you do it. You don't do it right beforehand. I don't go to McDonald's every time I'm on the way to set, especially if it's early morning. I don't do that.
Me neither. We do that. It's not the thing I look forward to the night before is waking up and getting the McDonald's on the way to set.
The light excuse that I have to go get way more food than I even should. I mean, I can order it on my phone if I want to. Why would I get double the morning before a shoot?
And then park a little bit before you get to the parking lot. Throw that away. So then when you park, you can, if they do have hot breakfast burritos, you can still eat the burrito without people being like, it looks like you had McDonald's just before.
I do not secret eat. And this morning I hadn't eaten at all. And no thank you, no nothing. Just sort of hop in there. You know, wardrobe looks fine, go. It's like, geez.
Now this is where my kind of heart I have to apologize for, which is once I realized that everything was recorded, that this was happening and I knew it was going to be released. Mm-hmm. And started getting some emails from press. I kind of started calling up some of the crew to try to get them to speak out on your behalf. You know, character witnesses, tweet something or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
you are just, thank you.
Again, in a right to whatever it is state, not be recorded, I assume these phone calls were private
off the record. Of course.
Unfortunately, they were, as if they had all planned it, they were all on the record and they were all released. Mm-hmm. And I'm not apologizing just because I was caught. I'm sorry.
Neither of us, that's not the reason behind either of us apologizing, by the way.
I know.
We really feel bad about our behavior and we seek change. I do. I think you do.
I've learned a lot and I am, I'm out to a few new therapists.
Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot this week.
Oh, yeah.
This week has been a huge learning period in my life.
I tweeted and posted on Instagram.
I saw that.
A photo of some of the great learners of history, you know, just to show that I had changed. And people who were, by the way, maligned before their time, before the full truth came out, you know.
Right.
Tonya Harding.
Right. It's so interesting how that works, how time sort of washes it all away. And then actually the people who were judging end up going, was I too hard on that person?
That's right. Was I too interesting. Hard on Fred Durst about Woodstock or not hard enough, you know? And
right.
So anyway, those calls came out. And I guess we should just to take ownership and respond personally, we should play them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, you didn't even have to get in the boat with me. And I really appreciate that you did. And I have your back.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, let's play one.
Hello. Hi. Is this Shauna McElcan?
Yeah, this is Shauna.
Hey, Shauna. This is Dan Lippert. We met briefly on the set of Blimpy, a sub above.
Hi, Dan. Yeah, you were the friend of...
Ryan Rosenberg's a great friend of mine and a great guy. And I remember on that day seeing you do Ryan... forgive me, I think I said it already, but was it wardrobe or makeup? I'm making a few calls today.
It was makeup.
Yes, and he said something and you kind of laughed, right? Like he said something, because I was around and you guys had a nice little conversation, I think, about moisturizer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Moisturizer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That was nice, wasn't it?
I guess so. So what's
And would
this
you
about?
Characterize Ryan as a good person who treated you well and with respect?
No. No, he knocked all my makeup off my station. And I had to pick that up. That was thousands of dollars of assets.
In anger or in clumsiness? I want to be clear about that.
He said it was clumsiness. Pretty sure it was anger. It was after a tirade.
Uh-huh. And just to clarify, I'm kind of half remembering this
now. We all saw you gassing him up. We saw you behind the camera going...
Well, more. I wasn't exactly saying more. You know what? You're being incredibly rude, Shauna. I just wanted to talk something through, and you're being very rude to me. I'm wondering what
I'm
part
being
of town
rude?
Do you...
I was accosted at my job, and you were just an employee's friend. This is so unprofessional. This is so disgusting. By the way, your style stinks.
My clothes?
You smell... Yeah, your clothes.
You said
stink,
you do makeup.
Literally.
Are you
and
allowed to tell me about this if you do makeup? I don't have to respect your wardrobe opinions.
Okay, well then your face stinks and you need to do better at that. You need moisturizer and you need a lot
don't
of
mock
things.
Me, Shauna. Don't mock me because I speak for a living. All right? I wouldn't come into where you do makeup
you do?
For a living and make fun of how you do it other than the time I did it.
You did! You did do that.
I'll admit to that right now, just be between you and me. I would never admit to that, but between you and me, I'll admit that...
Yeah, sure. This is between you and me.
Because now I need you to admit that until the tirade, and I just need you to say this clearly, Ryan was polite to you, and you even had a bit of a laugh.
He came in really hungry, and he was fine until the tirade.
Great. Say that again, and just when you say fine until the tirade, you can say that? But let me get a good pause so they don't run together if anyone was... For no reason, really.
You know nobody on set liked you. Everybody saw you as a snake. Everybody was calling you the snake. They
that
called
quickly?
You guys the snake and the pig.
Oh, come on. that quickly they came up with nicknames. People barely make friends with each other on commercial sets.
This was honestly the tightest knit set I'd ever been on because they were all banding against the snake and the pig. They weren't sure who was going to hurt who first.
Okay, well, you know what? I didn't care about your tattoo. I know I said you had cool tattoos. I didn't care about your tattoo.
You asked me about it for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was only doing that because I want women to think I'm cool.
Nobody did. All of the women started a text thread to talk about how bad you and him were.
All right.
Two of us have started group because of you.
What do you mean, like a group chat?
Group therapy. We go to group therapy now to talk about what a disgusting display of humanity both of you observed.
Okay. Well, the power dynamics here are completely shifted in a way that I am not comfortable with. And let's pretend we never talked. Let me Venmo you $50. I'll Venmo you 50 and we'll pretend we never talked.
I'll let you Venmo me 50, but I'm not changing any of my opinions.
Just pretend we never talked, at least. Like, if we run into each other, if someone asks about me, just let them know I Venmo'd you 50.
This is being recorded, you disgusting snake. I'm putting it on Twitter, and I have 100,000 followers due to my makeup.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, you've undoubtedly heard that now. Especially if you follow the YouTube makeup tutorial.
Which apparently a lot of community. People I know and went to high school with and like exes right. of mine follow because it getting a lot of texts. Right. And I have to say, when she said that my actions led her to be in group therapy.
Right.
I should have said that I am also almost in therapy. And that's a regret of mine because I'm also almost
right.
in therapy from what happened too. So.
Well, you didn't know it was going to be put on the internet.
I can't reiterate that enough. I had no idea anyone would find out what I said or did.
I think that should be illegal to have to deal with what happened because somebody was there and told people about it. I mean, you should have to deal with it on your own. Me against you.
It should just be mano a mano. Or mana whoever-o, or whoever-o, whoever-o, like the Roman Colosseums, right. and let society right. decide.
Right, right. But this is not about how we're excused.
No.
This is about how we're taking accountability and how we're sorry. I will be honest and say that I probably haven't grown enough yet. But I'll also be honest... And I'll say that I'm on the road.
Mm-hmm. And this,
I'm on the road. I have my bindle, and I'm walking towards employment maturity.
This kind of
because that's just not how you act at work.
It's not how you act at work. And I want to say, and kind of bring us into, we have somebody on in our breakout room right now, which is like a separate room where I think they can hear us.
It's a Hollywood term. It's a Zoom term.
It's a Hollywood term for Zoom. We have a. Hollywood therapist that, and we wanted to do a truncated session with Ryan and the therapist right now, just to let you know he's growing and it's not a performance. It's going to be honest. It's going to be raw. And it's going to be real.
And it's a real therapist and it's really me. And it's just going to be all of the real stuff that the video couldn't capture because all the video really does, right, is record what happened. Literally, it doesn't take anything else into account. Mm-hmm. It's a literal recording that you can't trust that.
It's why even at a trial, even if you have video of the crime, you still have to have the whole trial because there's a lot right. that's not explained by video. Film is misleading. That's the beauty of the art form. It's what we love about it, but it's what's fucking right. us about it right now.
Exactly. It's one person's recording who was standing close. What about the people who were standing on a different part of the set who didn't even know? You know, I bet they didn't even care.
They didn't care.
And yes, you can see it live and in color, but I still say there's a lot of gray area.
And if there was video of people going around and pointing to a two perfectly kind men and saying, look at the pig and the snake, that video would have gone viral.
Surely there was someone... who didn't think we were those things.
And if you did happen to film somebody saying we're a pig and a snake, I would like for you to post that, and I would like that cruelness to go viral.
I would dare you. I would dare you to add some reality to the other side of the scale of justice, social justice, because this is society. It's not a legal matter. It's society that hates
you. Yeah, and this is our good names. This is affecting our work right now. I recently had an audition canceled after this came out. I've been getting phone calls from bad people who I don't want to be associated with. A TikTok feed that posts mostly videos of Chris D'Elia is now posting me as a hero alongside him, and it's like, I don't want to be with him.
That's really too bad. And yeah, I mean, you guys look and sound exactly alike, but you don't want to be seen like
him. Not like him. I'm not like him. I would take all the roles he's not going to get anymore, but I'm not like him. So we should bring this therapist in.
We're still totally available for acting.
Yeah, very available for acting, more than I have ever been, I would say, right now. So this is Dr. Reginald Higginbottom, and he is a licensed therapist and doctor. Dr. Reginald, welcome. Yes. Hello and greetings to you both.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Reginald, for agreeing to see me today.
Oh, pleasure to be
I think
here.
You'll find that I am very sorry and that I am on the road to recovery.
And I'm very happy to hear it. And while this strategy is unorthodox, I do believe that it is a way to let other people who have maybe gone through what you've gone through learn and grow as well.
Absolutely. Podcast therapy is important, and I think it's turning into one of the more valid forms, is talking about your feelings in front
of you. That's right. I tell a lot of people, and I do this on my own podcast, if you can grow and also grow your followers, why not do both? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the world that I'm in, is...
Because you have 1.2 million followers, and we're really excited to meet you because you've really been leaning into the social media.
Yes, I figured out TikTok, and I duet myself on TikTok with people who are crazy or weird, and I kind of explain what's wrong with them in 2 to 3 minute bursts.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to be here. I know you're selling a lot of workbooks online right now and must be really busy.
Yes, the Angry Man workbook. And so it is for...
Which I have used. I've used and I've filled
so
it out.
I'm happy to hear that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It wasn't until I did the workbook that I realized I did make a mistake. Mm-hmm. I did make a mistake. I wasn't justified in yelling in 50 people's faces and throwing pepperoni at them. For a second, and this is embarrassing to admit, I thought I was justified.
Yes, that...
But the Angry Man workbook really taught me to take accountability and stop blaming people.
It comes from feeling like you yourself are always the victim or being wrong, doesn't it, Ryan? Mm-hmm.
It does, because I am.
Well, now let's talk about
that. That's what's crazy.
What are other ways that you are the victim or have been wronged? And, you know, I have some examples you sent to me over email, or if you'd like to describe them either way. Because we pre-interviewed.
Right. Well, I guess, like, can you ask the question again?
Ways that you have been wronged or victimized or misunderstood.
Right. Well, I feel like I'm always getting cheated. You know, I feel like I'm always getting cheated on, like, returns at Target. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll come in, like, on day 45 when it's really clear that it's 30 days to bring it back, and they won't let me return it, you know? And I'll immediately ask for a manager because screaming at the first person doesn't work. And then the manager, I'll do, like, a physical threat or something because I deserve to return it.
And let me say your thought for you here, Ryan, because it's not that you deserve to return it. It's because you feel powerless.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be able to.
And yes.
You know, when people don't let you, that's not fair.
Well,
it's a free country.
It is a free country, and here I hope everybody out there is hearing this. I want to be present with you, but also, you know, we are on a podcast that Ryan really believes he's right about this, and you can hear it in his voice, and he doesn't even understand really how weird he sounds about it.
Dr. Reginald, I don't get what you're saying.
Okay, Ryan. First, I would like to solve the problem in one way, and then I would like to solve it in another way. So here's one way I could solve the problem, and we discussed this for about an hour during our off-mic session.
You would, like, change the return policy at, like, a Target, right? Because 30 days is not long enough. 60 days is so much better. It's a simple change.
Right, but that is out of our control, right? So there's got to be something within our control. Now, if you don't like their return policies, and we talked about this for a very long time, and we ended up making a list together, you can go to Costco, which will accept returns within a year or even longer, I've heard from some clients.
I saw your TikTok about that. It was so helpful because if you alleviate regular problems in your life, they won't cause mental health issues.
And that...
So join Costco.
That TikTok has been removed because you have to tell when you're advertising, apparently. And that was a paid advertisement.
Of course, it's incredibly relevant.
But still, I was paid by Costco to say that. I am currently being paid by IKEA to say that, again, within 365 days, if you have the receipt, you can get your money back. If you do not, store credit. So that's a great way to avoid rage, isn't it, Ryan?
Thank you. That's really helpful. I think I understand the lesson in there.
Now, how can we apply this to the hero sandwich? Because you're going to end up in one of these positions again where on set.
Here's the thing. It was a regular submarine sandwich. It didn't have beef or lamb in it.
Okay. And do you see what's happening here is we're arguing something that is not actually the point.
But when someone is wrong, why am I wrong?
What if I conceded to you that you are so smart and right about them misnaming the sandwich?
Yeah.
That is very astute of you, and I'm sure that was very confusing for you.
Thank you. I mean, I swear to God, I was the only person on set who even freaking
That must have felt very isolating and crazy for you.
For them? These idiots don't even know. It's like, dude, I've eaten 100,000 sandwiches in my life. Easy. 100,000. I know that this is not a gyro or a hero.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Hey, thanks, Dr. Reg. I think this is a real awesome thing that we're doing for everybody, showing how validating therapy can be.
Wonderful. I'm glad you feel that way. I do want to also, you've really enjoyed the part of it where I said that, you know, what your ideas were right and it must have felt crazy. But I wanted to also get to the depth of it beyond that, which is now knowing that you were right about the name of the sandwich. Why do you think you needed to yell at the director, the spit bucket holder, the sandwich maker, the prop guy?
Well, what is a spit bucket holder doing giving notes to an actor? No offense. Buddy, did you go to school? If you did, I don't think you'd be holding the spit bucket. You know what I mean? Everybody on set was practically begging for my advice, not verbally. But, like, they were standing around and, like, they didn't know. And I knew, so I shared what I knew.
When you're in a room full of people, do you feel that everybody needs an answer and you're the one who has the answer?
Usually.
Yes. And so you're willing to always be offering that if, you know. There's, let's say.
Yeah.
Let's say a bunch of people waiting in line at the DMV or the bank. Most people will just quietly wait.
What are you trying to say?
Would you loudly try to solve the problem in front of everybody or comment on it? Or
I guess it depends on what the problem is. Like, say, like, you're at the post office, like you're saying, and the pen on the string is gone. Someone needs to get a pen.
Mm-hmm.
So I would cut in line and I would say, the pen is gone. That's a free pen. I think the government says there has to be a pen there. And so I would get a pen and then I would probably use it first since I did do the good deed. Mm-hmm. And then since everybody behind me still needed the pen, I would probably hop in the front of the line. But then everybody has the pen.
Well, that's very
so I solved everybody's
thoughtful
problem,
of you.
Including the post office. I solved the postmaster general's problem of not having a pen in that office.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the IRS was in, it goes all the way that
And you
deep.
Get to move to the front of the line because you had a pen?
Well, my package is ready.
Okay.
Because I used the pen. And everybody else's package wasn't ready, so which they should have had prepared at home. But, you know, for me, you shouldn't even be relying on the post office pen, but it's a bigger affront that there is no post office pen. So I guess I'm right in both ways, where it's like, get out of the way, because nobody has done their job except me.
And I just want to interrupt real quick, Dr. Higginbotham. I think we've learned a lot here. I don't know that we can do a full session. Ryan, how do you feel timing-wise about...
I feel really good. That was super helpful, Dr. Reg. That was
thank you, Dr.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
While
we are here, I am just about to hit send on a post of a voice message you left me after our last session.
Oh, what? Why?
Well, I do think it should be shared.
Which one? The nice one or the...
Well, you left two. And the nice one felt like a correction after the mean one. So we can play both. I also think that what you think is the nice one ain't too nice.
Oh, it ain't, huh? Are you even a doctor? Jeez, raised in a barn.
I'm going to play it right now into the microphone.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, this is the voicemail of Dr. Reginald Higginbotham. Unfortunately, my daughter is ill and I am out of office for the week, but feel free to leave a message. And if it's a medical emergency, please call 911.
Hey, Reggie, just wanted to say I wasn't that happy with your assessment. I thought it was wrong. I thought I was right. And I'm wondering what is even up with your daughter. I didn't think that you could just take time off whenever. You said call the sign whenever I wanted. You weren't even there. I think you're a liar. I think you're a bitch. I think you didn't help me at all. I think you made me feel worse, and I think you should fucking fire yourself. I think next time you go to a pizza shop, they should spit in the cheese and melt it so you don't even know. And I hope that you are better to other clients, because I think you made me sicker.
All right, bye. Sir, we just checked and the Del Taco Tortas are not out until next weekend.
What? Isn't today 10/17?
Yes.
Okay, so that's Torta Day. It's in my calendar. I put it in my computer calendar and my paper calendar. Torta Day, 10/17, Del Taco. I've been waiting for months for this.
We don't know where you got the date from, sir.
I think from the commercial, you idiot. You idiot?
Well, that might be a mistake.
What are you got, beans for brains?
It might have been a mistake. We're sorry, sir. We can offer you a deal, like a coupon for next time if you win the tortoise.
11/17? God damn it. Did you guys change the commercial?
Is it possible, sir, that you wrote it down incorrectly when you saw the commercial?
No. This is the most important thing I've had for months.
Well, we apologize. We can still do everything else on our wonderful menu. People love our Beyond Meat
Tacos. Yeah, right. I don't eat here. I don't eat here. I was going to start. Del Taco's not wonderful, sir. It's not even Taco Bell. And I'll let you in on a hint. I don't like Taco Bell.
All right, sir.
Hang on. Sorry, Dr. Reggie. I didn't hang up. All right, goodbye.
All right. I mean, we can play the nice one, but I will say there are some more humiliating things, things that I would be humiliated by if they were me.
Well, if we're only going to play the mean one, it seems kind of unfair. I mean, don't you at least want to tell people how nice the second one was? Because that's the story.
Oh, I don't believe it was nice. I believe it was nicer than the first. Oh, we'll play it, because I am going to be posting.
Okay, fine.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Dr. Reginald Higginbotham. Wonderful news for those well-wishers. My daughter is recovering, and I will be back in the office on Monday. Again, if this is an emergency, please call 911. Beep.
I'm sorry. I almost did call 911 because I was so upset. And then I realized that I was extremely rude to you. But I thought today was Torta Day at Del Taco. And I don't eat Del Taco. I was going to start eating Del Taco. And I told this to the person at the window that I don't even like Del Taco. It's not even Taco Bell. And I don't like Taco Bell. So as you can see, it's not my fault for the headspace I was in. And I really want to say congrats to your daughter. I'm sure it was a good reason for you to not pick up. Fuck you. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, sir, but we actually never had tortas here at Taco Bell. We could still do the Mexican pizza.
Never? Then why is Del Taco adding them to compete with you guys?
I could not speak to that. I couldn't speak to that. Sorry, there's kind of a long line, but...
What's wrong? You got beans in your brain? God, I swear to God, every drive-thru I go to, the person is an idiot. Beans in their brain. Maybe some melted cheese on yours. God. All right, give me 10 cheesy roll-ups and a cinnamon twist and a milk.
Sir, we generally don't sell most of those items before 9 a.m., but we...
Oh, I thought you were going to say you don't sell them in bulk. Jeez. Yeah, well, then give me a milk. Just give me a milk. Oh, Dr. R. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're a good guy, and I flew off the handle. You didn't deserve that. I got my milk now. I'm feeling a little better. Okay, goodbye.
All right, Dr. Reginald Higginbotham, I think we let you have a lot of the time, and we appreciate your time here. And if you're on Venmo, we'll send you the $20 for this. But we should...
We'll be sure to retweet you, like you
said. And we'll keep retweeting you if you retweet us. Wonderful, wonderful. And that's, yes, my new workbook, The Angry Man, is out in GNCs everywhere. So please pick it up.
Oh, okay. Did you want to plug anything? Guy uses our podcast to plug his shit.
Ryan, is there something you'd like to speak directly with me about?
Well, we were going to ask. Typically, you do what the host asks. You don't just become the third host. You're right. You were right, Dan. We did give him a lot of our time.
I'm sorry you feel...
The audience will probably hate this episode,
I apologize to you.
This episode paints me to look like a fucking dick.
I will say, Ryan, yeah, I think we kind of lost the thread of the apology and the videos and I thought playing them would...
Whoa. You ever do that? Looks like I'm wearing a bald wig.
I do feel like you're maybe kind of distracting. I think we're maybe not going to get to the bottom of this today. Do you want to talk about those two voicemails or the talk you had with Mr. Higginbotham? Or is that, or you could also wig character if you want to do that instead.
No, I'm still workshopping that. But that's funny. If you look at it, it's like, whoa, where's the head and where's the skin?
I don't really understand what you mean, to be honest.
Actually, let me do a few on this. Let me do some of this. No. Listen, I want to apologize to everybody who thinks they deserve one. Because it's not up to me, right? It's not up to me who's offended. And if you were offended, I'm very, very sorry. I'm very sorry.
That's right. It takes a big man to apologize.
Oh, huge. Takes a huge man to apologize.
Smart to do it that way, because you don't want to apologize to somebody who doesn't think they need an apology, because then they're like, wait, did something happen that I deserve an apology for? And you're opening the door.
Yeah, you dig your own grave on that one. So to anybody who doesn't think they deserve one, I'm not sorry. And to anybody who does, I'm really sorry. But Dan, I want to thank you so much for being my ride or die. And I want to, just like all the A1s, I know all the A1s, they're not desubscribing after this, you know, because they know that it wasn't even a Greek sandwich. It was, the whole thing was wrong. It doesn't matter who if you don't make the first mistake, what you do after isn't your fault.
Yeah. It's an interesting perspective, and I want to, I guess, reiterate for clarity to everybody out there, and maybe even for you, Ryan, if you're willing to hear it. On set, let's say this is the main cup that can't be broken, it can't be changed, it's the one you're going to use.
The main cup,
Yes, I said the main cup. On set, they would call it the hero cup. If it's the main sandwich, that's not going to...
What's it made out of?
The cup?
The hero cup. I'm a little confused. Is it made out of beef and lamb?
No.
Exactly. I feel like I'm being so clear.
Well, I personally hope this only helps us with listeners and subscribers. I think what we pride ourselves on is our commitment to self-reflection, honesty, and learning. And I think this episode has been filled with those three things to overflowing with them, wouldn't you say?
I would. Dan, I'm just so appreciative of you as a friend, and I know that next time we're on set together, it's going to go better.
Absolutely. And I hope that day is sooner than later.
And that Venmo should be coming through. I think it's still, you know how it has to go to a satellite and back? Yeah, I got paid for the day, and the Venmo's coming.
Thank you, yeah, whenever. If in the future you want to kind of do it in a more legitimate way through like a lawyer or something like that, and that way the payment,
right.
we just won't have to even worry about it.
That's such a good idea.
Good.
All right, I love you, dude.
All right, thanks for your vulnerability here today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, guys, and thanks for my audience for always sticking with me and sometimes doubling down and doing your own bad behavior to justify my
stuff.
Yeah,
if anybody wants to do something as bad or worse than Ryan to show that his behavior wasn't even that bad, feel free to let us know what it is in the comments and send your video.
Tag us. We'll definitely retweet it and say, like, the world is way worse. This isn't what we should be focusing on right now.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Bye.
All right. Bye.